Well, it's a blessing to be with you again tonight. This is Brother Hyatt with you, and thank you for watching the Westside Baptist Church here in Salisbury, North Carolina. We thank you for each time you tune us in, and trust the Lord to bless it and use it. Amen. And we, of course, have Sunday school here on Sunday morning at 10, Sunday preaching at 11, Sunday evening at 6. Then Wednesday night, we have a prayer meeting, a men prayer meeting, have preaching and prayer. And I sure appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to watch tonight. You pray for us. That's what we gather together for, to do, to pray. We feel like a Wednesday night's been called prayer meeting night. We sure need to put emphasis on prayer. We feel like that's the, thank God, the channel right there that God uses to do something in a church. He even said, pray in secret, he'll reward you openly. And thank God they got together and had prayer over there. And scripture said that the early church said they continued steadfastly in prayer. And other things as well, the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and all them things God bless with. And surely them things ought to be done. And I'll say this, and this is just a thought on that. Everything you read in that was a spiritual application. It was all spiritual. It wasn't nothing fleshly. It was all spiritual. And I thank God for that. Amen. We're going to have an opening prayer, and then we'll have a little preaching and singing. And I trust it'll be a blessing to you. Brother Chris, if you lead us in prayer tonight.
Our Father, we ask you, Lord, tonight to please, Lord, meet with us. I ask you, Lord, also that you might, Lord, touch our pastor, touch our prayer time, prayer meeting. Pray, God, you touch the Word of God tonight. We want to say thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy toward us, and that we are able, Lord, to meet together. I pray, God, that you might have your will and way in each heart that's paying attention, Lord, watching the broadcast. Pray, God, that you might, Lord, help our hearts and our minds, Lord, be focused and draw nigh to you. And I pray, Father, tonight, Lord, that you might also touch them that are sick in body. Lord, I pray and ask you, Lord, that you might give healing. Help us in these trying times, I pray. Lord, touch our pastor. Father, we certainly want to say thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to read Psalm 85 tonight. And this is a very familiar psalm. And as a lot of people say, we need revival. And that's a true statement. I know we need it, and the word revive just simply means to be made alive. I mean, just thank God to be given life. Amen. And he said here, wilt thou not revive us again, knowing it come from God? Amen. Wilt thou not revive us again? Thy people may rejoice in thee. And so here they're in captivity. If you read verse 1, he brought them out of captivity. And of course, you think 70 years of captivity in Babylonian captivity. Amen. They know they needed their life back. And that's kind of the way I look at that. Amen. They was a living, but they needed reviving. They needed, thank God, their life. Amen. Even when the prodigal went out, amen, come back, the father said he's alive again. And of course, again means this one more time. Amen. Or continual. Sometimes we need things again and again. But we read this tonight, and surely we need a reviving. I need it in my spirit, and I thank God that's where it's at. It's in the spirit of man. It's in the spirit of mankind, amen, that we need revived. Amen. We revive by the Spirit of God, and we revive through the anointing and the power of God, amen, in our spirit. That's the way it happens. Amen. Old Testament, where the word revive is, and the word revival, amen, we find the word quicken mentioned many a time. Also in the New Testament, amen, he said, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. And it's sure an action toward God, stepping toward God. And we thank God for that. I'm glad we have that ability by the Spirit, amen, to pull to God. That's why the Holy Ghost came, amen, regenerated us, give us new life, and we do need that. We need the help of God. We need that stirring. Thank God the Bible said, stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. And we thank God tonight that we can think about them things and stir our hearts up, amen, then not our heart burn within us. Why, open up the Scriptures, amen, they said them Emmaus disciples, when our Lord, thank God, opened the word to them on the road to, thank God, after the resurrection. Brethren, listen, we need that in our spirit. Amen. There's so much ritualistic today. They've got so much rituals and all these things that we do in the church. And I'm not saying they're altogether wrong, but we get in a rut, we get in a ritual, and we need a revive, and we need a good breath of God's what we need. And therefore, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof.
And so we need that in our heart. Amen. Thank God for that. I'm glad God does revive us. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I think about when they came back with the news for Jacob. Amen. Thank God Joseph is alive. But he didn't believe what they said. But when he saw the wagons, amen, the Bible said his spirit revived within him. He got his, can I say this? He lived again. No doubt he sat down there in that land discouraged and depressed. God, my friend, thinking Joseph's gone. Amen. Never see him again. But he was revived, thank God, because Joseph was yet alive. And that's where, thank God, he got victory. Amen. And tonight, thank God, I'm glad Christ is alive. I'm glad that he don't want his church to live, my friend, in discouragement. Amen. Thank God. We've got the Holy Ghost. We've got the Word of God. We've got everything. Amen. We need tonight. Thank God we got it. Amen. Everything's in Christ. We have everything in him. Thank God tonight, friend, it's all available tonight. We don't have to live like that. Thank God we can grab hold of it. Amen. Thank God, but as many as received him, to them gave he what power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. And so we know tonight, thank God, through and by him, amen, we have this life. Amen. He said, ain't God abide in me and my words abide in you. He talked about right there in that text. He said that your joy might remain. Amen. Your might remain within you. It's something you have to work on. That's true. Amen. And anything, you got to work on it. There's always been some maintenance in our lives. Amen. Paul said, maintain good works. Ain't God, stir yourself up. Amen. Amen. Throw some wood on the fire. Amen. Paul did when they got off the ship. Amen. God delivered them to the island of Melita. Amen. It was cold and raining. But Paul, thank God, stoked the fire up. Amen. Put sticks on the fire. The serpent bit him on the hand. But he shook it off. Amen. It is a hard to shake some things off. But when you do, thank God, the Lord will help you. It changed the mind of them people on that island. Amen. When they saw, thank God, the man of God still standing. They thought he was going to die from a poison vine. But he still, thank God, had life. Amen. We get them dark times of life. I'm glad he's still gone the dark time. I'm glad he's still gone the good. Amen. In the time of the valley. Amen. He's the same God all the time. Well, they'll not revive us. I need tonight, thank God, a touch from another world, from the hand of God. He's able, praise God. Thank God, give your life to him. Amen. You can't go halfway. Amen. You can't be lukewarm. Thank God, friend. He said, I'd rather for you to be cold or hot than lukewarm. Amen. Thank God, wilt thou not revive us again. Amen. We need reviving. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. I'm going to have Brother Evans come sing a song tonight. And you got you get a song sometime here tonight, Brother Nathaniel. And we'll have Brother Danny's going to come say a few things. And I thank him tonight. I bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Bless his good name tonight. I'm glad there's a Holy Ghost that lives in every believer tonight. I'm glad. Thank God he'll guide you in all truth. Amen. There ain't nothing slack about him. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God he's God tonight. Thank the Lord. I'm glad. Thank God there's some things we can remember tonight. When they come out, thank God they built that foundation for that temple. What did it say? It said the older men wept and they could hear it afar off. You know why they wept? They'd seen it before. The young men shouted because they never had seen it. Thank God they rejoice. I'm telling you. Amen. Thank God. The psalmist said to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Amen. Bless the Lord.